have nothing against that.
You're holding a couple of days before Yom Kippurim, the Yom HaKodesh Ve'anoiro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper for Klal Yisrael. I wanted maybe to share together a little bit of the Nekudas of the Avoid of Yom HaKippurim. We say in davening, Utshuva, Utfila, Utsdoko, Ma'aviri, Mesroya, Hagzeiro. Tshuva, Utfila, Utsdoko, Ma'aviri, Mesroya, Hagzeiro. Tshuva, we have to do Tshuva. Tfila, we have to daven to Hashem. Utsdoko, we have to do Chesed. And through these two things, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper to Klal Yisrael. So I wanted maybe a little bit to touch the Tfila, Tshuva, how a person has to really prepare himself. The Rambam in Perigimim in Chis Tshuva, Halocha Beis, the Rambam passages like this. Odom sha'avinoisov merubim al zchuyoisov. A person that has more averes on zchuyos, miyad hu meis. He miyad dies. V'chein ha'medina, the country, sha'avinoisov merubim, miyad yoivedes. She gets destroyed right away. Shenemar, Zakas Zdoim Ve'amoiro Kiraboi. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that the reason he's destroying and turning over Zdoim is Kizakas Zdoim Ve'amoiro Kiraboi. The Rambam lives a new pshat in Kiraboi. Rashi brings down that was terrible. Zdoim had terrible things. Kiraboi. He brings down the Chazal, the story with the little girl, that she was giving tzedakah to the poor person. They covered her with honey, and the bees were stinking her. The Rambam learns, Ki zaka zdoim v'amayro ki rabo yimiloshim roiv, that zdoim was rov averes. So the Chamish nefrek tekashe, how you could say that a roiv medino sheroiv averes is imiyad chareivo, shenemar ki zaka zdoim v'amayro ki rabo yi, v'im toimar, if Zdoim was Rabba Avoinois, and there's a reason she was Chorev, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking when Avraham Avinu asked for the Chamishim, for the Arboim, for the Shloishim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to say, Lo Yaseh Bishvil HaChamishim, Lo Yaseh Bishvil HaArboim, Lo Yaseh Bishvil HaShloishim? It's Rabba Avoinois. But in the Chamishne, Sho Yoseh Bishvil Tfilas Avraham, Kadosh Baruch Hu would be Meicha Zdoim for Tfilas Avraham. So Eilech Nami, the Halacha is Ki Rabohi, and it has to be destroyed. Although for the Tfilas of Avraham Avinu, he would do for the 50, for the 40, for the 30, for the 20. And the Chodesh L'Chamishne is Ve'ishmael. If Avraham Avinu would come and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive Zdoim. Eilech Nami, it's Rav Averes. But please forgive Zdoim. You can answer, בשביל תפילת אברהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא do it. But אברהם אבינו came with a time, חולילה לכו השיף את כל האורץ ליעס המשפט, להומיס צדיק הראשו, והויו צדיק, חולילה לכו השיף את כל האורץ ליעס המשפט. אברהם אבינו came with a time, but it's not a משפט. And Hashem said, no, I would not do for 50, I would not do for 40, I would not do for 20, I would not do for 10. Avraham didn't come with a time, please forgive. He said, Cholil ha shevet kol ha'olif ha'yayas ha'mishbot. How Avraham can have such a time? The Rambam paskin, im roi v'aveiro isi miyad chareimo. He says, roi v'aveiro isi miyad choref. And here the Avraham Avinu says, that even if it's 30 or 20, cholil ha'olifo, v'hoyo katsadi k'rusho, ha'shevet kol ha'olif ha'yayas ha'mishbot. So the answer on that is a very big insight. He says, v'li shittim ha'kubetzes, and b'be kamed afnun. Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Nun that was a person that his name was Mechunyo Choyfer Sichin. He would dig boilers for the oil regalim to drink water. His daughter fell inside one of his pits. Tanu Rabbanon, Ma'is and Abitish and Mechunyo Choyfer Sichin, Shinofla the Bar Godl, Bo Uvo Idiris of Chanina Ben Doisa. But the daughter of Mechunyo Choyfer Boilers fell inside one of the boilers. Shalom, 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 Shalom. Amalei kvar olfa. He asked her, who took you out? She said, Zokin echol vizokin shalichelim. And he took me out. Amalei, גם חלילה בן דו ישראל, לא נובי אנכי ולא בנובי אנכי. אמר לנובי אצלנו בעל מויפס, אלא כך אמרתי, דובו שעושה איסו צדיק, יקושר ביזלוי, something that the tzaddik did that he dug this bayis for oile regolim, his kid will be nichshol to die in it. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rabachen, even so, years later, his son died in the tzoma. Afilu Abba began meis b'nei b'tzoma. The son of Chanina Chayfer Bayis, Nechuni Chayfer Bayis, years later, was a big tzoma in the goyim, there was no water to drink, and he died from thirsty. So Teisa starts on the kasha. So Dabo Shoyi says, it's tzadik, you kasha vizalai. So Teisa's answer, ein echinami, but it's not mami Shoyi said Dabo. When the daughter fell into the pit that he dug for the Eilere Golim, this is Dabo Shoyi says, it's tzadik, you kasha vizalai. But years later, that the son died from thirsty, it's not mami Shoyi said Dabo. So there he could die. But to die in the same bowl, this is Dabo Shoyi says, it's tzadik, you kasha vizalai. The Shita Mekubetzah says a different terrace. Shita Mekubetzah answers the following terrace. He says, the Enechanami, Avada Dabo Shah, he says, Tzadik, Loikoshel Bizaroi. He says like this. The Oisa Shah, that the son died in Tzama, Rab Chanina Ben Doisa, was already Nifta. And so what? The Kachani Meforesh. Omarti, Dabo Shoy Soy Sitzadiki Kosher Bizaroi, Pirush, Omarti La Kodish Borchu, Vetzadi Goizer La Kodish Borchu Mekayem, Ubeoiso Shor Kvaloi Hoyo Reb Doiso Belachai. He's saying a very Givaldic attack. The Dabo Shoy Soy Sitzadiki Kosher Bizaroi, it's not a simple thing. It works with Tzadi Goizer La Kodish Borchu Mekayem, and you need a school from Chamina Ben Doiso, and he was not here the second time when the son was going to die in the thirsty, and in Mele he died. And when we see this shit in the Kubetzes, that he learns Pshat, Omarti, Dabo Shoy, it's a tzadik pirush, Omarti l'Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tzadik grezer l'Kodesh Baruch Hu mekayem, l'chu otzvei shvel, Rav Doisa says, lo'i novi ani, ve'lo'i ben novi, I'm not about Moises. You ask me how this miracle happened, I'm not about Moises. It's a mouthy double show. It's a tzaddik kosher b'zaroi. It can't be that he will die in thirsty. He made the boilers. He dug the boiler for the boiler regolim. And here the Gemara says that it's not a miracle. You know why it happened? Because he dug the boilers. The mele, he has to be saved. The dude has to be saved. And now the Shita Mekubetzah says, no, it's not a simple thing that has to happen, me'ilov. It's only b'schus tzaddik grezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. But he is a novi. He is a bal moises. So what is answering? I'm not about Moses. But the answer is one big yisoid. Avada, someone has to die because she fell inside the boy and the man she deserves to die. But when a tzaddik comes with a taime and a person comes with a taime, so the taime becomes a taime and you say chamedim. But you have to set the schus the taime the taime. Avada, ish yiroim averes. He miyad chareiva, miyad asuiz. But when you come with a taime, ribayna shaloylom, ashefet kol haoretz, liyas a mishpat, you can't kill chamishim, you can't kill arboim, so Hashem saves. So it becomes the din. Irshi miyad aveiris, miyad chareiva, irshi rom aveiris. But if Avram comes with a taime, ashefet kol haoretz, liyas a mishpat, so he's zeich medin. So the taime becomes a taime. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lama yomru Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, Choyten de'egel. They deserve to be destroyed. Chas v'shalom. Kol Moshe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lama yomru Mitzrayim, Limoir b'roi tziyom la'arog yisrael l'chal yisrael ma'at me'adamo. Lama yomru Mitzrayim b'roi tziyom la'arog yisrael b'orim l'chal yisrael ma'at me'adamo. Shuv mechavayin ha'pecho, v'bichel l'Hashem. V'yim ha'Hashem salachti k'dvarecho. Moshe didn't come and say sorry. Moshe said, v'yim ha'Hashem, v'bichel l'Hashem. Hashem said, salachti k'dvarecho. L'chu l'Hashem to tell Moshe, you want to say sorry, say sorry. You want to ask the makosha for mechile, ask the makosha for mechile. But what are you asking? V'bichel l'Hashem? I know that v'bichel l'Hashem. You have to tell them that we'll be Chilul Hashem. And because of that, if Meichalim, I know the Chilul Hashem. I'm Ribbono Shel Olam, and they deserve to be punished. I know the Chishbonos. We see the Pasuk not like that. It's an Oyesh V'Klal Yisrael, but if you come with Tefillah with a Taina, it won't be Chilul Hashem. So Hashem is Mekabel the Taina, V'Salachti Kidvorecho. We say in the Slichas, Mishal Olam Avinu Ma'aram Eriyah, Hu Ya'ameinu! Mishal Yitzchak V'Noi Shemek El Gal HaMizbeach, Hu Ya'ameinu! מישאל בניה מסושנה גוי והרייס, הוא יעמנו. מישאל נחלה משאל נעזר בקים של האש, הוא יעמנו. רחמן עוד האמינו, רחמן עוד פרק, רחמן עוד זיו. Some people, they say it very quickly, the end of the slichas. For me, the last piece, that takes 20 minutes, a half an hour sometimes. These are the whole secrets. When you say, מישאל על אברהם, אבין אמר, אמרי, הוא יעמנו, the schuss comes. A person comes to davening a lot of times. He says, I do aveichas, I have mitzvahs, Hashem knows who I am. Okay, I have to do tshuva. But why am I davening so much? But it's not like that. If you daven, you get a schus. You say, Avinu Malkeinu, Shmak Leinu, Chus Verachem Aleinu. So if you yell, Gimere Shel Olam. But you know, I'm trying, so please, you have to listen to me. Rav Adarech Eretz, Shmak Leinu, so Hashem is Shmak Leinu. If you don't ask for Shmak Leinu, so it doesn't happen to Shmak Leinu. You have to ask for it. You have to beg for it. Svara Kinas Yitzchok. People say, Hashem knows the Kinas Yitzchok. It's not like that. If you ask for Svara Kinas Yitzchok, Hashem Chumash, I'm trying. You have to help me. I'm trying to learn. Give me Siyata Dishmaya that I will love learning. I'm trying my best. Hashem gives you the Siyata Dishmaya. But when you don't say it, you don't have it. Mishon Rav, all of you, we are Reino. So the Schus comes. Listen, daven the whole day. But the tefillah doesn't go off, you will stop mechavin. Because Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I know, but please do this minute shasrachmim. Please do shasrachmim and accept my tefillahs. And Hashem accepts the tefillahs. So this is the first chilek. It's the chilek tefillah. We have to know, the machzor is full with tefillah. Yom Kippur is a day full with tefillah. Full with tefillah. If you ask, and if you don't ask, you don't get it. Hashem, I'm trying so hard, you have to help me. I mean, Parma said, I want to do this. I will learn, I will be better. Just help me. And I go, Shbokh is Mekabel the Tefillahs. This is the first chelek. It's the chelek of Tefillah. Tefillah. Tshuva or Tefillah. What is Tshuva? Tshuva is the second chilek, and this is the essence, the ikar chayva sayoin, is tshuva. I want to speak very, very practice. Chazal says, shoyfo shoresh ha-shone kofuf, kama dekaif inish tfei, daite tfei michalei. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to bend down to mekabel malchias. And Yom Kippur is kama deposhit inish tfei michalei. You have to be simple. When more the person is simple, he's mekabel. We know avada tshuva is charote, vidui, aziva sachay. But when we come from Abchazko, Alta Mashgiach Imponovich, then the Iker Avoid in our days is the Kabbalah. And I want to explain. The state of the Kabbalah is that a person has Mekabal on himself, little things that he knows that will change him. But a person has to know. The Kabbalah has to be a Kabbalah that he knows for sure that he will not pass. I will explain it. I want to explain it very simply. A person has to know. The Yitzhahara first comes and says, no, you have time, you know. Yom Kippur, you'll be Mekabal. I saw some tshuva. Then Yom Kippur says, by day, you will do the Kabbalahs. Then he says, you know, towards Me'ilah, then is the time for the Kabbalahs. And when Me'ilah already, you're thinking about the food, and already you don't have time to do the Kabbalahs. This is before a person decides to fix himself. When he decides to fix himself, the Yitzhahara turns aside, and he says, oh, very good, Mekabal Kabbalahs. Mekabel more, Mekabel more, Mekabel more. So learning, 18 hours a day. Davening, 5 hours a day. Kedusha, Taira, he just adds Kabbalahs, and he comes on your side, Kielu trying to help you, but in the end you have so much Kabbalahs, in the end you don't keep nothing. A person has to be left in the end of Yom Kippur with 3 to 5 Kabbalahs. I want to explain, and I'll explain a little bit how a person has to do it. A person, Lemoshul, wants to mechazen himself in benching. He decides he has to bench from a bencher. Because I see Alamo, you know, some people, they bench, but they don't know every word. It's very interesting. When they bench themselves, they bench Baal Peh. When they have to be mighty someone, they ask for a bencher. I will do Pumfakot. When I'm mighty someone, I don't need a bencher. If I have a mistake, someone will correct me. when I bench myself, I need a bencher. A lot of people do the opposite. He wants to chazak himself. He knows if he will take benching, it will change him. So he's mekabel, he will bench inside from a bencher. But it's not enough. Why? Tomorrow he'll be in a restaurant. There will be no bencher. So how he will bench? So he'll take with himself a bencher. But not every place he has a bencher. So then he comes to the restaurant. He eats. There's no bencher. And the whole Kabbalah is over. So b'shas the Kabbalah, he sits and he thinks, okay, I'm a Kabel. I will bench with a bencher. Where's the bencher in that room? So every time there's a bencher in the room, I'm a Kabel myself to bench with a bencher. This Kabbalah will keep. This Kabbalah will keep. The essence of the Kabbalah has to be that he checks that the Kabbalah could keep. They say once a person was in the Kabbalah to bench with a bencher. He didn't have this eight, and we said, only in a place that is a bencher. And once he was in a restaurant, and he didn't have a bencher. So he benched without a bencher. He came to Rav Shach. Rav Shach told him, it's not a good Kabbalah, you have to keep every time. But he said, well, I didn't have a bencher. He said, so how you bench? Ba'al-peh. Ah, you know benching? Ba'al-peh. So he had to take out a paper, write down benching, and read from the paper. About it. So go ahead and say, Rav Shach. I want to say the Nekuda. The Nekuda of the Kabbalah is, you think a way that the Kabbalah is not only our bench from a bencher. How I could make it to keep in every kind of massive, in every kind of way, that the Mela I know for sure, I will keep it. Business of the Kabbalah, Moshul, he will daven the tzibul. He's very shvach in it. But he knows the Maisha, sometimes in the morning he can't. Sometimes in the afternoon he's at work. He's in Koilo. He can't. So the Moshe says, okay, my life is good. I could go to Shema Shabbos, I could go to Frankel, I could go to Satmar. I have where to go to daven. So he said, oh, okay, so my life, so I'm a Kabbal, I will daven my life, I will know the tzibu. And what if I'm stuck in the airport? Okay, so if there's no my life in my place, I will go till 20 minutes away from the place I am to daven. Or I have to take a taxi or a car service, and I will spend till $20 for my life. But the insight is that the Kabbalah is in a way that he knows he for sure could keep it. And the whole time to put the Kabbalah. For example, I had a friend. You know, he liked to listen to the news for the radio. And as a bachur, he knew it's not good. But he couldn't hold himself. He had to hear the news, the games, the sport. But he didn't want to. So the Kabbalah to Mekabel not to listen. He knew he can't hold in it. So he was Mekabel. He will not open it. If he wants to listen, he's allowed to ask someone else to open. How much times already he will find someone else? They say over from one of the Rebbe's was once a ganav. He couldn't help himself. He was a ganav shein kedug masrik. He came to the Rebbe, give me a hitzah for a Kabbalah. So he said, make a Kabbalah, make a shvur that you will never lie. B'tkiyas kaf. He said, Rebbe, I'm a ganav, I'm not a shak. He said, I know, but he's such a ganav, you can't make a Kabbalah not to steal. Make a Kabbalah not to lie. He said, okay, and this is it, and then the miskaper. So made a 10 shvurs, b'tkiyas kaf, he's never lying. V'zel, he said, v'zel. Motsiyam Kiver, his size is going to steal. He was never Mekabel not to steal. He goes into the house, but then he thinks when he will come out and people will ask him what he was doing here, what he will answer. But he didn't steal. Then he was sitting with his friend. He took some money. And then he thought to himself, well, what if my friend will ask me? So, where's the money? So he left it. And slowly, slowly, he stopped to steal. So the incentive is like this. We're getting late already. A person has to find, any person can find a Kabbalist. But the essence of the Kabbalah is to make Kabbal two or three or four Kabbalahs that he knows that he could keep them for the whole year. Now the Yitzhak comes and says, three or four, add. No, not add. Three or four Kabbalahs. Now you have to choose Kabbalahs that will change your day. I'm not sure a person that never eats, never washes. So the bench of a bench is not a festive Kabbalah for him. But a person chooses three or four Kabbalahs that will change his life. The Moshe Shabbos. So one person could say he will learn Avruch Shabbos. It's not Lemaise. But he could be Mekabel maybe, for example, instead of rushing into Shabbos a half an hour before Shabbos, he will not do Meloche. But Chayk V'Leyavu. Now he sits over Yom Kippur and he goes over. One of the three or four Kabbalahs that could change his life. And he chooses these three or four. And over davening, he cuts off. He makes corners. I'll bench with a bencher, but only in a place that is a bencher. And some people say, only on Shabbos, only on Sunday. The Kabbalah has to be in a way that you know that will be what will be, the whole year you'll keep the Kabbalah. When a person manages to choose three or four such Kabbalahs, and he knows for sure that these three or four Kabbalahs, he will not stop. and will change his life. So I'm saying now we're holding ourselves in the tshuva. The mitzvah sayoim is to think about these kind of kabbalas, to try to choose. Kedushas ha'naim, macholas asuras. All of the mitzvahs, every person has different things. What is the kabbalas that I can mekabel to change? For example, a person, macholas asuras, he does not say, I will not. He says, I will only eat these kind of achshayim, only these kind of things. And then he chooses things that could change him. One person feels Kedusha will change him. One tefillah betzibah will change him. A much of a person says his learning is shvach. He wants to mechazik in learning. Don't say, I will learn 10 hours every day. He knows it will not happen. But he could say, every day I will learn half an hour. Choyk v'loyavo. You sure? Every day he could do half an hour. But as man, he's doing this man. Then for sure doing this man, he learns much more. But one person takes himself a shir. But he takes something that he knows the whole year he will keep. And the person tries to find small little kabbalas, but again, till Yom Kippur he comes with a list of kabbalas. Over Yom Kippur he chooses the three or four from them that he knows that will change his life. And these three or four he goes over the whole tshuva the whole time when he does the Hashem Nubagadnu, and he thinks, these are the three or four that through them I could change completely. I'm not doing tshuva and everything. But he fixes the corners. What is the way that for sure he will never pass that kabbalah? This is the tshuva amitis. So when a person comes to Yom Kippurim, first he's over that tefillah. Utshuva utfilah. He begs the Baruch Shem Olam, help me to do tshuva. Give me a good year. And then he does tshuva. Aval lecharot and everyone of the list of the Roshamnu, the big list, the small list, aval lemaise. Aval he will be capable to fix everything. He chooses the three or four things that will change his life. And then he will do tshuva. And he fixes it and puts it that he knows that in a way these kabbalas will stay for the whole year. That when we speak with Hashem next year and the phone next year, you will go over. I kept it the whole year or not? If you don't think that these kabbalas are the ones that you could keep the whole year, are not your kabbalas. You have to choose things that you know that could change you. And then a person will do with tzedakah. It's not the time now to be ma'arich. For sure, the people can do tzedakah b'mamayinam. For sure, they have to do it. The people that don't have b'mamayinam do b'gufam chesed. Help a nebach person do a ishtadlis to do a chesed a tzedakah b'gufay. And be'ezus Hashem, when a person will do tshuva, tfilo, tzedakah, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us siyata dishmaya that all of us together will be zeiche bekasiva vechasima toivo gmar chasima toivo, and be'ezus Hashem, Hashem will give us siyata dishmaya first. We have to daven she will be zeiche lachzer b'tshuva shleima lefanach. We have 2 more days. Daven for it. Start to do the tshuva. You make a mitzvah every second when you mehara b'tshuva. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us a good year, a year aliyev ruchnias. Aliyev parnose, aliyev mishpoche, nachas from the kinder, nachas from the mishpoche, the rebellion will have nachas from us, and we'll be zeicher together, all of the talmidim of Yeshiva Smir, with God's klal Yisrael, neshanotivo, mesuko, shnas aliyev, ve'atzloche, v'chol ha'inyonim.
Amen, yashikoyach, Rav Nissen. Adem ha'chassim, tayo, v'tkud ben shiyar. Now we have the opportunity. Go.
Amen.
Now we have the opportunity here, Rabbi Goyen, Rosh Augustin Shlita, who's joining us. Keep in mind that it is 4 o'clock in the morning in Eretz Yisrael, and we appreciate it very, very much. But the Rabbi have gotten up all these nights to mechazik us here in America, and those of you that are coming from Eretz Yisrael as well. Just one more thing, if anyone would like to hear the shiurim again, or you know someone that would like to hear the show that went on, the number is 712-432-1085 with the same PIN, which is 568-294. This will be available for 24 hours from this year. And if you'd like to get any previous year, you can email us at alumni@themir.org, and we will specify which year, and we will send you that particular year. Once again, we welcome you, and thank you for joining us. The response to this has been absolutely overwhelming, with hundreds of people calling in, and we appreciate everybody's input in actually getting this project through. We look forward to hearing from you. If you have any suggestions or ideas, just please feel free to call us or email us at any time. Kol tov. And now it is my covenant and honor to welcome Harav Agoyin of Yisrael Glickman Slater, Rabbi Yisrael.
Shalom Mizrach. Yeah. Okay. Shalom Mizrach, we're holding now. We're holding now Erev, Kemat Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we know, is in Shulchan Aruch Steik, or Fayez Chaver Erev Yom Kippur. But the Pshat is that the whole Akdama, the whole Yisoid of Yom Kippur, the Ben Adam HaMokar, and the Kapara of Yom Kippur, is only if it's the Shlemus of Ben Adam HaChaveroi. And we need to not just be mefayis chaver erev Yom Kippur, but we need also to daiger lechaver erev Yom Kippur. We have to daiger for each other. Lachshav benyamin eitzis for chaver bechlau. Just want to be omer on the nekuda that is negeya all of us. We have the regular Ben Adam, we have the Ben Adam HaChaveroi, but there's also Ben Adam HaChaveroi that's Negeya each and every one of us in a different way. We know that Yadua Makul, that Yadua, that the Chaltef in Slabotke, Bishasi was Miyase in Slabotke, he asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, what should be the yesod of the yeshiva? He's building now a yeshiva. What should be the yesod? And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter resolved, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, Lahach yois ruach shfolim, ulahach yois leiv nitkoin. That's the yesod of the Groysus Labotka. Is ruach shfolim, the ruach of those who feel shiflistic, and those who feel mutke, tzibrochim. That is the yesod of the yeshiva. That is the yesod of Slabotke. Shetzach de Shaila. That's the yesod of Slabotke? We know Slabotke, Gadlus Odom. Slabotke was a mokum Allah G'dayli Torah. Midor Sidoris. Many G'dayli Torah. The Lomdus, the Avonah, the Brain. Lahachi is Ruach Shfala. That's a Slabotke. Now we have another Yisod, Makubo. Have you said the Dua Prayot? The Baal Finkel Zerang Gesund says over in the Shmuzin that in the altar from Slabotke, when he, the Yisod of his Shmuzin were Tamim Yonim. The Eshter Yisod was Chesed. Spoke. Alts is given Chesed. Everything we do is the Boit on Chesed. That was the yesod of the altar Shmuzim. Afterwards came Godless Adam. But everything was Chesed. And the Chayyar the Pshat is, and the Yisrael Salanta has deserved, Lahachyas Ruach Shfolim, Lahachyas Leiv Nitkoyim. That's going to be the yesod of the yeshiva. Thus haste, that you have to buy Mishnah that you want. You're going to make a yeshiva, we're going to buy Torah. How do we buy Torah? The yesod of buying Torah is buying a mensch. The yesod of building Torah is building the mensch. If there's no mensch, there's no Torah. If there's shiftless, he's subrochen, other such matzavim, other such conditions, you can't buy Torah. Torah needs a mensch. A frelich mensch. A tefidne mensch. A pleased person. A person who has within him all of his koiches. On that we build Torah. And then we can continue. But how do you build Torah? You have to have the mensch. How do you understand the mensch? How do you come l'ach yisruach shfalim? You have to understand him. The only way you understand someone else, the only way you can really go into where the other person is standing, what his situation, what his matzav is by caring for him, by believing in him, by being devoted to him. That is midas ha-chesed. On chesed, if there's no chesed, there's no understanding of someone else. If there's no chesed, you don't feel for him. If you don't feel for him, you can't care for him, you can't understand him. The Sabbatke, the Alter, or the Gewaldige Chochma, what was it he said? What was his Gewaldige Chochma gebeut on? Because he believed in his Talmidim. He died, he worried for his Talmidim. He was in his power for his Talmidim. And he was devoted ad asof, till the end for his Talmidim. That's how he came to all the Gewaldige Hatzlachas that he had. That's all upgelernt in what the Bishol Salanta has gesagt. L'ach yisruach shfolim, l'ach yislev nitkoim. You have to pick them up. You want to buy them? You have to buy them. You have to build them. That's the yisod of Torah. Torah needs a gebot mensch, a person who's built. How do you build him? Because you're devoted to him. You believe in him. You understand him. And that's how you build him. But how do we build? We have, Baruch Hashem, Torah Shlema Shalonu. The Alter was asking how you build a yeshiva. We're talking about Torah. L'achis Ruach Shfalim, how are you Mechaya Ruach Shfalim? With Torah. We have a Gewaldige Torah, Baruch Hashem. We could buy with the Torah alone. How do you buy with Torah? The answer is Torah is a Megadel and Sondel. How do we buy Torah? Kot Nayadel and Daber, Ovis Melamdei, Torah Tziva. The first thing is we have to be Melamed. Torah Tziva. The first stage of when he starts to speak right away, we teach him Torah Tziva. We have to teach him Aleph Beis. But when we teach him Aleph Beis, he has to know the Aleph Beis. And Derech HaMakubu Bayon, the Komet Alephor, all the Tnuas and all the Havaras, till the Tinaik is clear what he's learning. Until the Talmud knows his Aleph Beis. And after he knows his Aleph Beis, then he has to come to Kriya. But it's Kriya. He has to be courage. He has to be able to read. But the reading has to be Oskabot. It has to be clear. The Rebbe has to be clear. The Rebbe has to know how to give over Kriya. If the Rebbe is not most into the Talmud, he doesn't have the Savlonis for the Talmud. He can't wait for the stage that he needs to be fully developed in his career. He has to skip steps with him because you have to go along with everybody else. Nobody is waiting for you. So the career is not the point. So the avoider of Talmud Torah is
to be boner the mensch is to be with a Torah which is boner. First step is we have to be boner him with Kriya. Then he has the yesod for the rest of his life. Whatever he's going to read, whatever he's going to learn, he's going to read it properly. Why? Because the Rebbe, Shtel Gan Avet, the Rebbe put it down and with patience and with understanding and with belief in the Talmud till he had the Kriya Klor. And after he passes that stage, Baruch Hashem, he's able to be Kriya. He comes and he learns Chumash and he knows the Chumash. And he goes to the next stage. And starts learning Gemara. And when you learn Gemara, how do you learn Gemara? First the Rebbe has to teach him. Afterwards he has to make his own learning. And when he makes his own learning, he has to read it once, he has to read it twice, he has to read it three times. Mekubal midor dor, four times. Till four times is not even called the basic learning. And until four times, no one is expected to know anything. And anybody who does learn it four times properly has a klarkeit, has a geschmack. In his own havana of what he's learning. It's his. He has a kinyan in what he's learning. And then he has the gemara klar. He has the gemara klar. He still has to know the shakla v'taya klar. He knows the shakla v'taya klar. Shogu v'shonu. Then he's able to, he memela has his own orders. He has his own kashis. He has his own kashis. It's there. After you have your kashis, you come to a teretz. You know that this is the teretz. And the teretz is mochach. After the teretz is mochach, then you first have to start understanding the teretz. Then he finally came to his Havana. Then he finally reached his Havana only because of the klarkeit that was geboit on all those who put in so much koyach into him in establishing that his kriya should be right and establishing that his learning should be proper and establishing that his klarkeit in the figure. Then he comes to his own kinyan in the figure. His learning is gebeit. And with zoche, when our learning is gebeit, that the mensch is gebeit. The mensch is built. And he has a gewaldige simcha and a gewaldige kesher to Torah. And he's dovuk, naturally. The Torah shleim shalonu, the biggest simcha. And Fashteitzach, that when he comes to such a matziv, he's Torah is a part of him. Then he has to go to a shir. He hears a shir. Whatever he hears in the shir, he knows exactly what he's hearing. He knows what he under. He knows what he knows. He knows what he does not know, and he doesn't get a chlish sadas when he doesn't understand, because he's not confused. If he has the laning klur, if Kriya Baruch Hashem is good. And he knows if it's Didi, Didei, Dido, the Baal, the Yishur, the Lakuchis, who are we talking about? If you don't know how to read it properly. So half of your Yagia is in Kriya. And he thinks he doesn't understand learning because he's confused in basics. Mashen came when Baruch Hashem had the proper Hadroch in his basics. Then when he comes to the Havana, when he comes to the Shakla V'Taya, and he comes into the Sugya, then everything is klar and it's Gishmak, and the Kash is Gishmak, and the Tzarachim is Gishmak, and he gives him a Gewaldige Simcha, and he's Geboit. He's a Geboit Mensch. How is he Geboit? Because it's feel Geboit to Torah. A Geboit to Torah, a built, I don't know how to say it, but it's Geboit. A Geboit to Torah is a Geboit to Mensch. A gebeit mensch is a freilicher mensch. He's malei simcha. Malei simcha b'fnim. And when he's Mali Simcha Bifnim, he is Mimela protected, let's say, from all the Hashpoy Zoras of Bachutz, all the problems that we're living through today. Many of them are because the whether it's the child or the bacha or whatever is not kaboit inside. It's not the simcha inside. Remela, the outside has a hashpah, but when he's solid inside, the Torah has a gewaldige koyach, and his seichel is strong, and he's a happy person. If he's a happy person, these things don't penetrate. If he's a happy person, his Torah is megin over him, and the mirror, he's able to go very wide. And to bring us to all these matzavim, that was because of all those who were mosser to him, who believed in him, and devoted themselves to him to make him like as such, to make him a gebeuter mensch. The Mechayit Lefkowitz of the Zentzain says that he learned by Shlomo Hyman in Vilna, and he says that besides how Shlomo Hyman learned the Gemara, the Erech as a claw, and without too many Zayt HaGizach and just a figure, Shtetach was a B'Kirege, spoke out to a B'Kirege, but he said that Shlomo Hyman didn't just take Mitzvayonim. He took also Beinonim. And from the Beinonim, he made Mitzvayonim. And as a Zayta. And where did he get it from? In Talmudic Yadua, that the Barber was mostly to a lot of Talmudim, and he had a special azar for youngsters, and he wanted to make everybody into a Talmud Chochem. So he got invited and invited people who were zeicher to feel about Chaim Briske, is how he was machazik, so even said over Torah in their name, to be mechazik them. And so, and Baruch Hashem, we learn here in Mir Yeshiva, we were zeicher to see Rab Nachum was chutz from the Gaonis, as we all know, and the Torah, but he was also a Rosh Hashiva. Besides being a Gaon, he was a Rosh Hashiva. A Rosh Hashiva meant he was master to his Talmidim. And everybody, and just like Shlomo Hyman, didn't just take Mitzvayonim. He took Beinonim. And from the Beinonim, he made Mitzvayonim. When the Bacha walked over to Rav Nachum, he heard what you had to say. How are you understanding? If the Bacha was a little geboit, he would fahel him on what he was talking about. He said, over a tosis, or what's fectosis, or zoktosis? Ah, good. That's zoktosis. It's the vazakstul. And all he wanted was that you didn't have to know his Torah. He wanted you to know your Torah. He wanted you to understand where you are holding the figure. And he tried to pick up your Mahalach HaMachshava and go along with you in this figure. And till you walked away with a whole shtickle, which was yours, and you felt it was yours, and you came to the maskana that Arbazoi, I'm also shaykh to learning the Abbas's Torah. That was his kavanah. And he gave a lot of time. When he was gesund, there was no shia to matter how long he kept you there till you walked away with a kinyan in your own Torah. And that's, what's that the boy time? L'achis ruach shvonim? L'achis leivnit koim? With what? With Torah. The boy time, what you said? Chesed. Rabbi Seinu, all our yeshivas, the yeshid. What was the yeshid of all the yeshivas? Chesed. Sein sie sind Eilische Chaim Itano Ayoim, der alte Talmidim von Kamenitz oder von Grodno, von Baranovich. Ask them something about the Rebbe, they will tell you, wie der Rebbe hat ihn da sehr lieb gehabt. Years later, what's mushrish in Erlen, they're still magish the Ava that the Rebbe had for the Talmidim. And because of that Ava, the Rebbe saying, well, you're Gea and Horovid, that the Torah should be able to be given over to the Talmidim, that we, in such an offering, to give them a geschmack and to pick them up and to give them a various yoinimus. The Gebot the Torah made Gebot the mention. And that was from the Chayit, the side of all of the Yagia and the Shiurim, wasn't to say just Shein Zachim. If you remember, Rabbi Seinu, they were mafkir themselves and afraid their own Torah to be able to give it over in an oifing that the Talmidim should be able to understand. They could have had, they were able to do other things in Torah alayim. And they were mafkir because they wanted that the Olam should be to be able to understand Torah Echid and to pick them up and to make them in to Geboite mention, Geboite Talmidei Chachamim. And we have a gewaldige Oitzer, we have Torah Shlema, which is shaykh to everybody. Some people think, Torah is not for me, I'm not built for learning. This is an amiratish trade. Foolish all over. There's no kishun that, there's no chilik in Torah that a person can find a geschmack to see his kishun, to see his natiyah sechoy. And when he does that, he grows weiter that he's able to come into areas and tell you he never had a havamim he was shaykh to. So tell you, v'shinantam levanecha, sh'yir divetor mechododim leficha, shtet nashim and kedushim, chazor aleihem, u'bedoit ba'omkom. How did we come to v'shinantam? Yir divetor mechododim. This is durch chazorah. And memele we come to the oimek. And v'shinantam nefet to everybody. Everybody says Krishna. Is that twice a day Krishna, we have to be shaykh in Torah, shenantam, mechudodim, and it's shaykh to everybody. And there's nobody who's not shaykh to it if he doesn't have the zaitigizachim, when he's a boit, and he doesn't have zaitigizachim, zaitigashpos, memela, the circle for the mensch, chelik of the time, is memela davuk in Torah, the teva. This is the teva for Nayid. And memela, we're all shaykh to it. If we have the proper Adomus, we have the proper binyan, we have Baruch Hashem, the Choshev Rabbeim, who Moisi Nefesh, and try to do and still do as much as they can. And the Yisrael is Chesed. I just want to say that Baruch Hashem, we have a Gevaldige, we have a big Tzibur. It's very hard for the Rabbeim, for the world of Moistis to be able to have one thing for everybody. A child in a classroom, he can't compete. What's he supposed to do? How could he survive when there's so many such big classes and there's so many better than him? How does he survive? But under Avayda, Baruch Hashem, we have Davis of B'nai Tari already. Davis of people who yotzei ha-yeshiva, who Baruch Hashem had a good chinuch, and they do know how to learn. And even though they have other occupations, but they have a yesod. And if we can have, and people are working on this already, but if people could just be aware that the child sitting next to you in shul, or kids who are chafesh, or nebach, not in the mizgirot, they're lost. They all have a story. The yesod of all of them is that they're missing the yesod, they're missing the binyan, they're missing somebody who believed in them and was devoted to them. And that's our avoda. That's our benod machaveloi. This is under avoda to daiga for them. Kol yachid v'yachid doesn't have to daiga for the whole world. Let them daiga for one yachid. Some of these young people, all they need is an hour and a half a week. Somebody sits with them, prepares with them, learns with them, schmoozes with them. using a gishmaka piece of whatever has a gishmaka drink, right? And to be misakustim as a mensch, to get down to the yasod. And when we have the yasod, we're able to build them. And that's the yasod of Torah, the chesed. The yasod of Torah is chesed, the achis ruach shvamim, to understand them. And just like the Bishop Solanta said, told the altar that you have to, the achis ruach shvamim, and that al korchach meant, because you have to understand them. So we have to also, that was Gagel and Darius, the Darius. Today, that's by us, we're seeing Bachush, what he was talking about. We have so many Ruach Shvamim, made Mitkoyim. Our avoid is to be Machayah then. And nobody is Potter. We're all Machayah. Anybody who knows a Tzura of what a Gemara looks like, a Tzura of what a Pasuk looks like, he's Machayah to be able to give it over. And it doesn't take much time. Some people have their own shpachas, so maybe those who have Baruch Hashem older children, but we have an Am Rav, Baruch Hashem, b'dereinu, an Am Rav who are capable of dealing with the problem, and to help the all the maestros in what they're doing on the outside, gishmak in a private way, and the child who knows that someone's helping him only because of one reason, because he believes in him, because he cares for him. That's 90% of the job. You already were machaya the ruach shvalim and the leivnit koim. And thus is the erev Yom Kippur, the benodim lechaveroi, that lechaveroi we have to make achayim. What do we have to do? We have to daiga for all the tzeirei atzoim who are looking and chalishing and crying for somebody to help them. And we don't need Zayti Gezachim. We have a Torah. We have a Gebote Torah. And we can buy them together. We don't have to go to all kinds of different ages. But how do we do it? Only if we really devote ourselves to them. Not so much in the commas of time, but in the echos of our care. And through them, Mamela, we can bring, that's the, this is the Erev Yom Kippur of the Ben Odom Lachaveroi. And through them, if we macabre ourselves, to be able, everybody should maybe just take one child, we don't have to select the whole field. If we just, with small kamos, but the echos should have a quality. And then we are diagnosing that in the Ben Odom Lachaveroi, Mamele, the Eivishter should give us that we should come through to the Memra Mokon, we should be Zeuche to our good year and our Gebench to year, and we shall have learn the bench with the ganze Klal Yisrael in a year of Gesund and Nachas, and Geschmack in Torah, and Geschmack in Habetz's Torah, which is Shaykh to all of us, and we should be able to be Mabit's Torah with others and with our own, and it should be a schut for the ganze Klal Yisrael.
Amen. May I share for the show? Agmar Chasima Teva to you. Reisai, thank you all for joining us. I wish you all Agmar Chasima Teva. Tomorrow night we will have the opportunity to hear from Yossi Elephant and Mashkiach Bavan Chodesh Shlita, and look forward once again to hearing from you. Any comments and suggestions you may have. And again, have a wonderful night, and Agmar Chasima Teva.